industry. Hope 2026 has been a year that you get started just focusing on the gospel, focusing on Christ in me, the hope of glory. Working through Ephesians chapter 4. Again, just doing, you know, one verse. So 4:29, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearer. That's the New King James Version. And then out of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, this is the ESV version. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as good for the building up, as fit the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. So as we look at verse 29, what kind of stands out to me is the word corrupt. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. And I've been just kind of researching, you know, corrupt. How would you define it? What does that really look like? And you can come up with different, you know, definitions. One of the commentaries was just speaking about, you know, this is the Wiersbe commentary, you know, about how the Apostle Paul, when he was a rabbi, he would breathe threats and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, and then he turned to Christ. And then his whole speech, you know, kind of changed, you know, from P-R-E-Y-I-N-G, praying on people, to P-R-A-Y-I-N-G, praying for people. Totally different. His words were totally different. And we could probably spend, you know, quite a bit of time just discussing what you think compared to what I think, what the word corrupt is. But what's kind of fun is, it really doesn't matter what you think or what I think. The verse answers it for itself. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. So what should come out? But what is good and necessary for edification. Good and necessary for edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. So I've just been thinking, how many of my words have been words that are for edification? And if it's not a word for edification, do I need to say it? Now, I still believe there needs to be correction. We're involved in a situation, no, we need to correct that, or your child needs correction or something. We're not going to do it that way. We're going to do it this way. So there's that part of it. But just thinking about the majority of my words, are they used for edification? Are they used to build up? Are they used to be an encouragement to the people that are around us? Going back to the ESV, let no corrupt talk come out of your mouth, but only such as good for the building up, as is fit for the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. Building up, so that it may give grace. And, you know, I grew up, our family could be, you know, sarcastic. We could have fun, you know, just kind of laughing and memories. And so I'm just really thinking about now, even in my, you know, 54, what does it look like for me to process differently? Okay, how do I use words differently for edification, for building up? And maybe there's a fair bit of my words that I don't even need to say anything about. Like I can just hold on to that, and it doesn't need to even be used because it's not really for edification, not really for building up. So Ephesians 4:29, words matter. Words build. Words tear down. May our words, with the help of the Holy Spirit, be used to do more building than tearing down. So Jesus, we need you to help in this. We cannot do this in our own strength. And so we're asking you to help us to use our words to build and not to tear down. So thank you for this opportunity to be together for Let's Talk. We love you and we need you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.